Conflict in marriage can be painful, but handled well, it can actually have a bright side. The key is healthy conflict. Learning to disagree well offers couples an opportunity to create something better in their relationship. When you and your spouse don't see eye to eye, the first thing to do is remember positive rules for engagement. Many couples quickly escalate into combat mode, which deepens their conflict instead of resolving it. When you disagree, listen first. Make sure you're hearing each other well before you start arguing your point of view. Second, instead of allowing things to get heated, call for a timeout. In the midst of conflict, your feelings can trick you into believing a situation is different than it really is. Hit the pause button and de-escalate your emotions. Come back to your discussion later when cooler heads prevail. Next, discover the truth. Emotions don't always equate to facts. At best, they're warnings that alert us to a problem. Wisdom cuts through the fog and helps us see what's really going on. Finally, keep your objectives clear. The key to reconciliation is resolving the problem, not winning the argument. Lose sight of that, and you'll lose even when you win. Every couple can learn to communicate better about their disagreements. Managed well, conflict can lead to a healthier relationship and greater intimacy. To help your marriage thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Hi, I'm Dr. Greg Smalley.
And I'm Erin Smalley.
Marriage is an amazing gift from God, but it can also be a challenge sometimes.
That's right. We could all use a little guidance.
And that's why we started our podcast, Crazy Little Thing Called Marriage.
We talk about things like recognizing conflict cycles, dealing with stress, and how to grow your love each day.
Listen at crazylittlethingcalledmarriage.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
We can't wait to see you there.